Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw over the past few days that we've become a finalist here for Denver for the gay games.
Oh, have I you thought you were going to say for the Heisman Trophy.
No. That too. Yeah, Travis Hunter, right?
Yeah, sure was.
He's a finalist, but we also have the gay games that possibly could be coming here.
I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, we were up for it, and Governor Polis says, I think we're top 3 right now.
Did we get the film festival? Remember, we were going to get that too.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never seen a follow-up on that.
Yeah. Me either. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the good news, I guess, that we get to. We're finalists.
We're finalists.
So it could be named.
But now, what does that entail?
Here's a promo for it. Okay.
We're bigger out west. Ready to make this the biggest gay games ever.
Woo-hoo.
We're ready to amplify our message of diversity and inclusion and share our attitude of acceptance with everyone. And we're ready to ensure that the Gay Games 2030 has more younger participants than ever before.
I don't know. What about the old people?
What if you're 80? They don't want you? They don't want you in the gay games?
And what do you do at the gay games?
That's what I was. Yeah,
track and field. What are we doing here?
What do we do?
I mean.
My thoughts are like dirty, like pickleball. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to use pole vaulting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's solid. But that still feels rude.
All right. Fidel also grabbed the announcement. Denver, top 3.
Without further ado, I am thrilled and excited to announce that Denver is a finalist city on
Gay Games. I don't know when they are, though. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a guessing summer.
Well, it said like, what, 2030?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what year. Did it say in the promo?
I thought it did.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. 2030?
Yeah.
That's 6 years down the road. What the hell?
Yeah, 2030.
It's got to be in the summer. You can't wear the short shorts in weather like this.
No, you can't.
Although I was telling them yesterday, I'm really into this Harvard guy. This guy that has defied aging, right? I'm really into him because now he's doing public talks and all this stuff. He's from Harvard. He's from the genealogy, whatever he is, but he spends $1 million a year on his health, right? And one of the things that he said is that we are too comfortable with our thermostats and we need to stay cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do sleep better when I'm a little bit cold.
He said to sleep when you're cold, that your sleep will be better if you're cold because your body goes into a fight mode. And so it's like trying to stay warm, right? You obviously burn off more calories. It says, but then it really activates everything in your body to survive. Like every single cell and everything that it's great for you to be cold.
Yeah. I don't like fight mode.
It's not your friend.
By the way, that reminds me. I had a confrontation out in Hawaii.
You did?
Here's what I don't like. When Ralphie was little, did you ever have a complete stranger kind of tell your kid what he could or couldn't do?
Yes.
That tried to do something. Is that the most irritating thing there is as a
parent?
Well,
it doesn't happen. You have to go after them.
You do. Yeah. You do. So we're out on this patio, right? And Frog is shaking one of those umbrellas, okay? And I'm like, dude, stop. This guy that's liquored up, okay? And that's fine. I mean, you're in Hawaii, no big deal, right? The guy goes, no, no, no. You can do that. You can do that. You're not hurting anything.
Oh, I like that guy. I thought he was... No, I like that guy. My friend... Okay, so I like him because he's older. I got that done to me a lot by older people.
What do you mean? You like that guy?
I do like that guy because they're telling us, like, listen, here... Okay, so my neighbor was older than me. And he moved away. But he used to be like, it's fine. He's fine. Someday they're going to grow up. And guess what? This moment was fine because I flipped out. My son dropped the pasta sauce. Yeah. He was like 8. Right. And I freaked out on him. And my neighbor's like, was standing there watering. And he's like, it's fine.
It's like the life experience. like you're freaking out about it now, yeah. But it's the end game. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Like I thought you were like somebody was correcting you and saying he should not be doing that, but he was telling you like calm your ass down.
No. But he was rocking this umbrella. It's a big umbrella. This thing could have fallen out of the little holder it was in. I looked at the guy and I said, no, he can't do that. I'm his dad. You're not. He can't be shaking that. It could fall over on somebody.
But I thought it was somebody like telling your kid, don't do that. But he's telling you, like, calm your ass down.
He's intervening. And I mean, he's
defending your kid is actually what.
Right. That's what he was doing.
Because
irritated me.
Older people do that a lot. I find myself kind of even doing, like, if Carson says something about his daughter, whatever, I'm like, it's fine. Let her, you know, do that.
But
like,
it seems to me in the moment, right. Like it's a big deal.
Exactly.
Well, and I'm that parent when it comes to Lisa and I'm that parent that actually takes the kid's side. Okay. She's more strict than I am about it. It's just, this was in a situation where it could have hurt somebody if it had fallen.
Like my kid and I were sitting in their yard and over at the neighbor's and he had just put down new sod and my kid was like breaking it off. And I was like, dude, they just put down new sod. That's expensive. And he's like, oh my God, he's fine. And I was like, okay, it's your sod. Yeah.
Well, it's your sod,
it's your sod, sir. Whatever.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.